Mumbai skyscraper. Crackdown. MCGM orders. Demolition of unauthorized floors situated at Gurgaon's Siddhesh Darshan Tower. MCGM demolition order for Siddhesh Darshan highlights Mumbai's illegal construction crisis. Vertical anarchy in Mumbai. Civic body moves against illegal floors at Gurgaon High Rise. The legal battle over Mumbai's unauthorized floors. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News Exclusive. The MCGM has ordered the demolition of illegal floors at Mumbai's Siddhesh Darshan Tower. This crackdown on unauthorized construction by Meridian Construction signals a major stance against building violations and vertical anarchy in the city's redevelopment projects. In a decisive strike against illegal construction, Mumbai's civic body has moved to demolish a luxury high-rise. The Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai, MCGM, is targeting Siddhesh Darshan in Gurgaon for severe building code violations. This action highlights a growing crackdown on unauthorized vertical development across the city. The MCGM issued a formal notice under the MRTP Act on the 2nd of September, 2024. It identified multiple illegal floors constructed without any approval. Unauthorized residential flats were built on the 26th, 30th, 31st, and 32nd floors of the tower. A watchman's cabin at the podium level was also illegally added, according to the notice. The legal battle over Mumbai's unauthorized floors, developer Meridian Construction Private Limited. Limited attempted to legalize the work. They applied for regularization under DCPR 2034's Regulation 337. This application relied on a specific government notification from 8th July 2021. However, their proposal remained unapproved by the planning authority for an extended period. The developer's legal justification for the construction was ultimately rejected. Following a personal hearing, the MCGM's designated officer passed a final order. The speaking order on September 9, 2025, declared all work entirely unauthorized. It directed the developer to personally demolish the illegal structures. The order provided a strict 15-day deadline for the demolition to be completed by the responsible parties. Subsequently, the MCGM escalated its enforcement action significantly. A fresh notice under Section 488 of the Mumbai Municipal Corporation Act was issued. Dated 11th October 2025, it authorizes officials to enter the premises directly. This legal power allows the civic body to begin demolition from the 16th of October 2025 if the developer fails to comply. Urban planning experts decry vertical anarchy in Mumbai. Urban planning experts see this case as a symptom of a larger crisis. They have described the situation as Mumbai's endemic vertical anarchy. Such violations compromise structural safety and urban infrastructure. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team found these practices are worryingly common. When refuge floors and pool decks turn into flats, it's a major safety breach, said an independent urban governance analyst. This isn't just a planning violation, it's a fundamental breach of public trust. MCGM's firm stance is a necessary corrective action for the city's fragile redevelopment ethics. The dual enforcement using both the MRTP and MMC Acts is significant. It demonstrates a comprehensive legal approach by the municipal corporation. This strategy aims to close any potential loopholes developers might exploit. It strengthens the civic body's position in what are often protracted legal battles. Implications for Mumbai's redevelopment and real estate sector. The Siddhesh Darshan case now symbolizes MCGM's renewed enforcement resolve. It signals a tougher stance on illegal constructions, even in upscale towers. This action aims to dismantle what officials call lawless luxury across Mumbai's skyline. The message to developers is one of zero tolerance for violations. The crackdown has significant implications for Mumbai's real estate sector. It creates a major precedent for handling similar unauthorized constructions citywide. Property owners in buildings with similar violations may now face heightened scrutiny. The financial fallout for developers could be substantial, impacting project viability. For residents and flat owners, the situation creates immense uncertainty. The potential demolition of occupied floors raises serious legal and social questions. It also highlights the risks homebuyers face when purchasing properties in disputed buildings. This case may lead to greater due diligence in the real estate market. Ultimately, the Siddhesh Darshan case is a critical test of governance. It pits civic authority against powerful developer interests in a very public way. The outcome will likely influence Mumbai's urban landscape for years to come. Restoring accountability is essential for the city's sustainable and safe future growth.